Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, give us a call. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. We are here to help you with your summer home improvement project. Is it a beautiful weekend in your neck of the woods? Well, that makes it great home improvement weather. If it's not, hey, tackle a project inside your money pit and let us help. Call us right now with your home improvement questions. You got a question about what materials to use? Got a question about what steps to take? Got wondering if maybe you can do the project yourself, or do you have to hire somebody to get it done? We can help you with all that if you pick up the phone and help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Summer is now officially underway, and it's a great time of year to enjoy those outdoors. And this hour, we've got some ideas to help you do that. First up, we've got a quick and easy and inexpensive way to give your driveway a whole new look without ripping it out and starting from scratch.
And also ahead, avoiding poison ivy. We've got tips on removing it safely from your yard from our friend Roger Cook, who's the landscaping expert at This Old House.
And now is the prime time for homeowners who are building an addition or doing a major renovation to think about how that space will be insulated. Don't make insulation an afterthought. We've got details this hour on a complete insulation system that will keep your house very, very cozy and also keep your energy costs very, very low.
And this hour, one caller gets a set of locks from Bolt. Now, these are really cool because you can program your car or your truck key to open these. No extra keys to carry, no combination to remember. These are like padlocks, right, Tom?
Yep, they're like padlocks, except, again, you can use your car key to open them.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's super cool. I can't tell you how it works because then everybody's going to figure it out. But it's really great, and we're giving away a gift certificate worth nearly $70, which is enough for a padlock and a trailer hitch lock. That's really great.
So give us a call right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get right to the phones. Leslie, who's first?
Catherine in Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes. Well, I have a historic brick home that was built in the 1820s, and I'm trying to figure out how to vent the attic without compromising, you know, the historic integrity, I guess, of the house.
Okay, so you were talking about an attic. Is this an unfinished attic that you need to vent?
Yes, it's an unfinished third floor attic.
All right. So why not add a ridge vent down the peak of the roof? And, I mean, it's going to be expensive, but if you want to preserve the historic character, you could make that a copper ridge vent. And that would be
okay.
Very attractive, and that would let plenty
patina
of warm
really
air
nicely
out.
Too.
Exactly.
Okay. Would that suffice to take care of the whole issue in the attic, or do you need an inflow and an outflow?
Yeah, you should match that with soffit vents. Do you have an overhang on this roof?
Yes, you mean like, are you thinking along the lines of a soffit?
Yes, a soffit. Do you have a soffit?
Yeah, we do, but it's decorative and it's brick, and it's, so it's curved. And
a brick soffit that's curved?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a real funny old house.
Okay.
So,
well, let's assume that you don't have a soffit that you can do anything to. So then what you do in that situation is you use something called a drip edge vent. Now, a drip edge vent goes at the edge of the roof, and it essentially extends the edge of the roof about 2 inches and creates a mini soffit. And it would be invisible from the street when you look up, but it would let air into the underside of the roof sheathing. It would ride up under the sheathing and then exit at the ridge.
Wonderful. I knew you people were the right people to call.
Okay. Well, you're very welcome. It sounds like a lovely home. Good luck with that project.
Mark, in Georgia, could possibly be dealing with a flooring issue. What happened? There was a flood?
There was a flood. Ended up with about a quarter inch baptizing my condominium. So, but the issue is that the adjuster from the insurance company, the first adjuster, came out and was adamant that all the floors were going to have to be replaced.
Okay. Now, this was a private adjuster or the adjuster for the insurance company?
This was actually a company adjuster.
Really? Okay.
And then one of the private firms that they contract through came out and said that the floors could be saved.
Okay.
And I just, you know, how do you know? They are very expensive. They're the real genuine McCoy old parquet floors.
Right.
And I had them done when I moved into the unit about 9 years ago.
Okay.
And
these are parquet floors, not strip hardwood floors?
Correct.
Well, because they're parquet floors, I'm a little more concerned about water damage.
Because there's so many small nooks and crannies, and the boards themselves are so little, right?
And also, there's some degree of adhesive at play here.
Mm.
You know, the adhesive glues each little piece of hardwood down to a subfloor in a parquet design. So if the adhesive was disturbed by the water, it could look fine. And a year later, you know, you start getting all these little pieces or chunks that are going to come up, and you'd have a devil of a time convincing the insurance company it was related to the flood. So I would think that if they're offering to replace it, I might take them up on that, or at least take the money, so that you can do it, you know, at your own accord later.
All right, thank you. That I needed to hear. Nobody else has said that.
All right, great, Mark. Glad to help you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Now you can be part of the Money Pit by picking up the phone and giving us a call with your home improvement, your home repair, your design, your decor question. Heck, if you even want some barbecue tips because you're getting ready for the big 4th of July weekend, we are all about having a great time at our Money Pit. So give us a call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, give your driveway a makeover. It's not hard, and it's much less expensive than ripping it all out and starting from scratch. We'll tell you exactly how to get that job done after this.
888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Therma-True Doors, the nation's leading manufacturer of fiberglass entry and patio door systems. Therma-True Doors are ENERGY STAR qualified and provide up to 5 times the insulation of a wood door. To learn more, visit Therma-True.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. One caller who gives us a call at that number will get the answer to their home improvement question, plus an opportunity to win a set of locks from Bolt. These are padlocks that look great and actually make locking super, super easy because Bolt locks have a patented automotive-style cylinder that allows you to insert your car or truck key, turn once, program the lock, to the key, and that's it. You won't have to worry about those extra little tiny keys that always come with the
which
locks.
You always lose.
To remember the combination. Not another set of numbers in my house, in my head. There's just not enough room for more numbers in this head. I feel like my head's like a hard drive. It's like spilling over. There's just not enough room. So if you call us right now, we'll give you the answer to your question and a chance of winning this set of locks from Bolt. Actually, it's a gift certificate worth $70, enough for you to pick up a couple of these from the good folks at Bolt. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
That's right. You know, I only have two passwords that I use for everything. So if anybody ever figures it out, I'm in deep trouble because I can't remember. It's like I get even when I log into things, I have to like flip flop between the two. Like, ooh, which one did I use this time? So forget about another key or another combination. That's really a great prize. Well, if you've got a concrete driveway, then you've got a permanent low-maintenance addition to your home that can improve its appearance and actually give kids a safe place to ride their bikes and their scooters. Now, concrete, it's a super tough material, but it's not entirely indestructible. Over the years, you know, weather and normal wear and tear can actually leave your concrete driveway with cracks and chips. So if your driveway is in otherwise good condition, you can actually resurface it to make it look brand spanking new again.
That's right. Now, many folks might think that to resurface a concrete driveway, you simply add more concrete to it. Well, that's not exactly correct, because if you put regular concrete on it, what will happen is it will very quickly separate from the original concrete, and you'll end up with big chunks now of the new stuff. What you really need to use is a product called a concrete resurfacer, and Quikrete makes one that's very, very good. This is actually a very doable DIY project. You just wash the surface, you mix the resurfacer into sort of a flowable consistency, then you spread it on with a squeegee, so you don't even need a trowel. And to finish it off, you simply use a broom. By brushing with the broom, you'll get an instant non-slip finish. The total cost, about 30 cents a square foot. So it's a great money-saving alternative to tearing out and replacing your entire driveway, not to mention the cost of the chiropractic visit that you'll be saving as well, handling all that heavy concrete.
You know, Tom, you bring up a good point, because Quikrete concrete resurfacer, it can actually also be used on pool decks, concrete floors, patios, and even sidewalks. So you've got a lot of great opportunities to repair and resurface a lot of what probably is driving you crazy about the outside of your house.
Absolutely.
If you want some more ideas for great summertime projects, head on over to quikrete.com. A lot of information there and a lot of great products that'll certainly help you get the job done.
And an exhaustive set of projects and project instructions.
Yeah.
They did a really good job
with that website
at quikrete.com. 888-666-3974 is also the number you can call for the answer to your home improvement project. So let's get right back to those phones. And Leslie, who's next?
All right, now we're going to head over to Tennessee, where Patricia is dealing with some, I guess they're cracking up bathroom sinks. What's happening?
Hi, I've got these ugly cracks in my, I guess they're like a resin sink. The counter and the sink is one piece.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. It's like molded.
Yep.
Yeah, molded. And even if I clean them, they quickly fill back up with mildew.
Yeah.
And they're very ugly.
Yeah, that's like a composite kind of molded sink, and the glaze on them does crack. And it's really not something that you can fix. It's just kind of, Patricia, the way they wear, unfortunately.
There's no, like, patching compound?
No. I'll tell you what works good as a cleaning, to clean it, is Barkeeper's Friend.
Okay.
All right. It's like a scouring powder, but it does a really good job of getting that mildew out of the cracks and places like that. Also
okay.
Good for solid surfacing materials like Corian sinks and that sort of thing. Makes it really white and bright.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Patricia. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Rob in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much. I purchased a rental property in Illinois here, and I noticed that I didn't have any water coming into the sump pump from either one of the tile around the perimeter of the dwelling or underneath the dwelling. But upon further exploration, I found out that there was a hole in the bottom of the pit, and water was either percolating or, because of the water table, entering the pit from the bottom rather than the tiles, and as a result, the sump pump's running all the time. And
right.
Was just wondering if that's a problem that I should be concerned about.
Well, when you describe the water percolating up, I mean, generally what happens is water will collect around the foundation perimeter, and it'll push down and then kind of come up into the floor. It usually doesn't like go in the walls and then fall down. It goes under the soil and pushes up. And so what you're describing is pretty typical. What I would do, Rob, is look to the outside of this area and make sure that the grading is sloping away from the wall. Make sure that you have gutters and the downspouts are extended away from the wall. And do everything possible to keep that area right around the foundation perimeter as dry as possible.
Okay. Now, I understand that we got a drainage problem where we're collecting water off of other lots, mm-hmm. and that the water table is high. I'm thinking about getting a city engineer to come in look, or the development, but I don't think it's coming from downspouts. I think it's coming from the water elsewhere in the area, the drainage to this property.
Right. I think what you need to do is think about something called a curtain drain. A curtain drain could be installed around the grading, the bottom of the grading around your house where the water sort of collects. And it'll absorb that water and run it through a pipe and discharge it to basically wherever you point it to. The way you build a curtain drain is you dig a trench that's about 12 inches wide and 12 inches deep with stone in the bottom of it, and stone surrounding the pipe, and then some filter cloth and then more dirt. And the water comes, say, from an adjoining yard, hits this trench, falls down to it, comes up into the pipe, and then runs off. So that's the type of thing that would correct this problem. Go to MoneyPit.com and search on curtain drains, and you'll find the solution to it.
What about a swale? Somebody mentioned a swale.
Well, a swale is basically a grading term, and that's the low point in the grade around your house. In other words, if you have soil that's humped up around the foundation perimeter, and then it's a low point, where it swells, where it tilts away. The swale is that bottom low point. Swale is sort of a term that explains how the water is supposed to run around your house. And the low point is the swale. And that's where, frankly, the curtain drain would go, too.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Rob. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Sherman, Missouri needs help with a painting and wallpapering project. What can we do for you?
Hey, I've got a bedroom that came with multiple layers of wallpaper and paint.
Lucky
multiple
you.
Layers at no additional charge.
And we just tried to seal it with kills and treat it like a new wall, which seemed to work great for a few years, but now it's splitting at multiple seams.
Yeah.
And our worry is, if we tried to get in and strip it, we'd get into a big disaster. Is there a way to reseal it, or is it better to just go ahead and try to strip it?
Hmm. Is the cracking that you're seeing at the seams of the wallpaper?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you can't, there's no way to fix
this
at this point.
Probably too much weight of paint on that wallpaper,
yeah.
too.
It's just not going to behave right. What I would do is rent a wallpaper steamer and a tool called a paper tiger, which allows you to sort of perforate the wallpaper. It's a pretty inexpensive tool. And the wallpaper steamer doesn't cost that much to rent. And try to work an area and see how difficult it'll be. You may find that with all the years that have passed,
it might just fall off the wall.
Yeah, it may come off a lot easier than you think.
Even with the paint and sealer over it?
Yeah, actually, that would probably make it come off even quicker, I would think, Leslie.
Yeah, I mean, it's anybody's guess. You've got a lot of stuff on there, so eventually what's going to happen is nothing is going to stick to it anymore. You know, you need a new surface to sort of work with. I mean, if it really becomes such a giant mess, you could always get that half-inch drywall and go right over it and call it a new surface.
Uh-huh. Well, we're trying to stop short of doing that.
Yeah.
I think at this point, when you get so many layers of paint, and especially on top of wallpaper has never really been designed to be painted over. So at this point, I think you've reached saturation, Sherm. Let's put it that way, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Well, it's summertime, and if you've been out and about in the yard, you might be noticing that unmistakable and unbearable itch, which can only mean that you have encountered poison ivy. Hooray! Coming up, we're going to tell you what to do if you've come in contact with it and how to safely get rid of that poison ivy around your home so you never have that darn scratchy elbow again.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Money Pit.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, do you have an ugly door? If it's the ugliest door around, your front entry could actually be entered into the Ugly Door Contest being put on by the folks at Therma-Tru. The My Ugly Door Contest runs now through July 2nd. If you submit a photo or a video of your ugly door and tell them why you think it's ugly, you may just win the grand prize, which is a makeover worth, I think, up to about $5,000. They're going to send a team to your house. They'll tear out that ugly door and replace it with a beautiful brand new Therma-Tru door. It's also a fun website to look at because they've got the photos there of all the entries from the past year, and especially the winter photo. I mean, when you see this guy's photo, you're like, okay, yeah, you're right. You deserved it. You take a look at it at myuglydoor.com. And remember, you can now enter through July 2nd. So hop on it, and you might find yourself enjoying a brand new, beautiful Therma-Tru door before the fall.
Kathy in Maryland's got some beat-up floors she needs help with. What can we do for you?
I have hardwood floors in my kitchen, and they're 3/4-inch oak that are pre-finished with a diamond finish, and it was supposed to last for 25 years, the finish. Mm-hmm. But with just kitchen use and dogs running through it and everything, it's pretty beat-up looking, and I was wondering if that could be refinished.
Potentially. What's the thickness of the floor? Is it 3/4 or is it 3/8?
It's 3/4-inch hardwood. Oak.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why you couldn't. There is one other thing that you could try, though, which is short of total refinishing, and that is you could try just taking off the upper surface of the finish. You could rent a floor buffer with a sanding screen, and that step procedure actually takes off a little bit of the upper finish, smooths out the scratches, and then you can refinish from there. Now, is this one stained or is it natural?
It's stained light.
If it's stained, then you may have to sand it down to raw wood.
Otherwise, you're going to get a mismatch.
If it's a natural finish, you'd just be basically roughing up the surface, but not really going down through it completely. You might still be able to go with the floor buffer. Might be worth a shot. It's a very inexpensive thing to rent, and all it does is lightly sands the upper surface of the finish and gets it ready to accept the new coat. But short of that, you would have to sand it down. But if it's 3/4-inch, then I don't see why you couldn't refinish it the same way you'd refinish any hardwood floor.
Well, working in the yard in summer, they really do go hand in hand. But sometimes, so does poison ivy. Tom, I swear you get it like twice a summer.
I got it twice this summer, and I've never gotten it before. Ever.
Maybe that's why it's so fresh in my mind. Well, it's super important to learn how to protect yourself from this common plant, which, believe me, you can happen upon it before you even know that it's there. So we want to help you to avoid being super miserable like Tom already has been twice, and I probably will be once or twice this summer.
That's right. Right now, that's why we're going to welcome This Old House host Kevin O'Connor and landscaping expert Roger Cook. They've got tried and true advice on what works and what doesn't when it comes to keeping you safe from poison ivy. And Kevin, this is one itch you definitely don't want.
You got that right. If you have the itch to work in the garden or backyard, you've got a green thumb. But if you have an itch because you worked in the garden or backyard, you've probably got poison ivy.
Yeah, I guess. Poison ivy is an invasive perennial vine. It spreads quickly. Now, there are herbicides out there that you can spray on it, but not only will it kill the poison ivy, but it'll kill all the other plants that it comes in contact with. So I like to pull it out by hand. But before I do that, I'll put on long sleeve shirt, pants, socks, and then I'll tape the sleeves and tape the pants so there's no way that that oil called urushiol can get onto my skin.
All right, but what if the oil does get on your skin? If you think you've been exposed to poison ivy, what do you recommend?
One of the simplest things is a cleanup with soap and water, but you have to use the Brown Napa soap. But I'm out in the field, and I don't get a lot of chance to get to soap and water, to be honest with you. So I use a special cleanser that cuts the oil, the urushiol oil. I put it on before I start pulling the ivy, and then I put it on again when I'm done. No itch. If you want to see me go into a patch of poison ivy, there's video online at thisoldhouse.com.
I want to see the video of what you look like about 2 days later.
No problem for me. No problem at all.
Roger Cook, Kevin O'Connor, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Our pleasure.
Well, those are great tips, Roger. You know what? And remember, guys, leaves of three, leave them be. It rhymes. You will never forget it. Make sure you put it into your brain when you're out on those trails.
Now, I know that rule, leaves of three, let them be, and I still got it. I swear there's a version of poison ivy out there. I call it the stealth ivy. You know, it sort of hides among everything else, and you just don't see it until it grows on your skin a couple of days later. But I am now going to be super, super cautious and make sure that I scrub with the Napa soap to make sure it never happens to me again, because it's not fun.
No
hey,
way.
I'll tell you something that is fun, watching Kevin and Roger on This Old House television. You can tune in and watch the entire team, and This Old House is brought to you by Lumber Liquidators. Lumber Liquidators, hardwood floors for less. Up next, we've got the coolest, the fastest, the easiest ways to cut down on those cooling costs by adding the right insulation. We'll tell you exactly what to do next.
You live in a Bonnie Pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Generac and the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. Be protected and never worry about power outages again. Visit your favorite home improvement center or call 888-GENERAC or visit Generac.com. Your home will stay on the next time the power goes out. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you should give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT because this hour we give away great prizes. And this hour is certainly no exception. We've actually got a really kind of cool prize this hour. One caller that we talked to on the air is going to win the Bolt lock system. It's worth nearly $70. Now, it's kind of like a padlock type thing that you put your own key in, whatever key you want, your house key, your car key, anything, and it programs the lock to that key. That's super cool. I mean, Tom and I have so many things going around in our brains that we can't remember where we're putting the padlock key. So this is awesome. If I've got my car key on me, I've already got the key to that lock. It's super great. We're giving you a $70 gift certificate, which you can use to buy whatever you like. Maybe, you know, a hitch for your car, maybe a padlock. Totally up to you. They're nearly impossible to pick or break. They're super awesome locks. So give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement question and for your chance to win.
888-666-3974. Well, it's prime home improvement season, and if one of your current projects involves an addition to your home or a major renovation, make sure you are thinking about insulation. You may not know it, but a major cause of energy loss in a house is air leakage. This can lead to higher heating and cooling costs. Now, you don't think about this in the summer, but air infiltration, it costs you just as much in cooling dollars as it does in heating dollars in the winter. So to maximize energy savings and reduce air infiltration, Owens Corning now has developed the Energy Complete system. It's a total home insulation system for air sealing, and it's very affordable, and it'll cut your heating and cooling bills by up to one-third.
Yeah, you know, that's right. And if you want to see exactly where in your home you might have those air leaks, and if you want to learn some more about Owens Corning's Energy Complete system, head on over to their website. It's ocenergycomplete.com/homeowners. And don't forget that this and any other energy efficient home improvements that you make this year will still qualify for those federal tax credits that are available.
That's absolutely right. The rush is on to get those energy saving home improvements done before the end of the year, because that's when the tax credits run out. So again, that website is ocenergycomplete.com/homeowners. 888-666-3974 is our telephone number, and your answers to your home improvement question are just a phone call away. Let's get back to it.
Gary in North Carolina has run out of space at his money pit and needs help looking for more. What can we do for you?
I was wondering about the ability about putting a basement in on an existing home.
Okay, so the house right now, is it on a crawl space?
Yes, sort of.
I mean, you're down in North Carolina. The first question I would have is, what's your water table? You know, can you build a basement in the part of the country you are? But I will tell you this, Gary, straight off, gravity being what it is, it would have been a lot easier to build the basement and the house on top of it. Adding a basement now when the house is already built is a pretty major
it's a big
project. I mean, there's
yeah.
Two ways to do it. You can replace the entire foundation with one that has a basement, or you could do what we call in the north here a Yankee basement, which basically means you move in a couple of feet from the edge of the crawl space and dig down there and pick up some space that way, so the crawl space sits on a retaining wall and then the basement is below that. Those are the two ways to do it. Either way, major job. It frankly may be easier to go buy a house with a basement and sell the one you have than try to build one. It's a big project.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan. I will take that into consideration.
All right, Gary, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Melinda needs some help painting a floor, which is an unusual concept. What can we help you with?
Hi, I have a white tile floor in my kitchen, and I want to paint it.
Like a ceramic tile?
Yes.
Yeah, you
ceramic
can't do that.
Tile.
What's your what was your second idea, Melinda?
I don't know. I don't have a second idea. I've already bought the stuff. I thought I was going to go through and do
this. You can't paint a tile floor.
I mean, you can try. It's not going to stay.
It won't.
No.
Even when you put polyurethane over it to seal it all?
No. Melinda, put the paintbrush down and step away from the floor, okay?
Step back. Okay.
That's not the way to solve it. Let's talk about some other options, though, okay? Now, what don't you like about the floor?
It's white.
It's white. Okay. And how about the grout?
The grout's black.
Black, okay.
It's supposed to be, I'm sure, you know. I bought my money pit with a white tile floor, black grout.
Right. Okay. And what color were you hoping to make it?
I was just going to go a tan, you know, a light off-white, you know, creamy color.
Why don't you think about this? Why don't you pick up a laminate floor?
Yeah.
A laminate floor is an easy floor to install. It's not terribly expensive.
It goes right on top.
It could look like stone. It could look like tile. It could look like hardwood. It could look like anything you want. There's thousands of different patterns now.
Now, I can lay that right on top of there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No attachment. It works. The weight of the product holds it in place. You may have to do a little bit of trimming against the wall, just with a little bit of quarter round molding or something like that, a little shoe molding. But other than that, it's a piece of cake to put in, and it looks great.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Save your paintbrush for another project.
Yeah,
I will. I'll find something to do with it.
Good luck with that. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Man, that never would have stayed.
She wanted to paint the tile floor, and then, because it might not stick, put polyurethane on top.
You know what? Desperate times call for desperate measures. You really can get so sick of something that you're like, that is an amazing idea. We worked on a house in Seattle for a $100 makeover where they kept running out of space to store all their clothes.
Right.
And their solution was, I'll just buy another shelf and attach it in random open space. So they just kept adding shelves. And then when they would get tired of colors, they would just paint around the shelving and the other space. So there was this mishmash of everything. You get to a point where you're like, I'll just try it.
You just
don't
care.
Don't try it.
Yeah.
Take
well,
a moment.
Hopefully we gave Melinda a better solution.
I would think so.
Well, here's one appliance that's really getting a workout this time of year. Your ice maker, when it doesn't work, makes life just a little bit less pleasant. We're going to get to the bottom of some ice maker issues, the common things that go wrong with ice makers that make them stop, well, making ice. We'll have that advice after this.
Money Pit.
This portion of the Money Pit is brought to you by Behr Premium Exterior Weatherproofing Wood Stains and Finishes with an advanced 100% acrylic resin to protect deck, siding, and fences from sun, rain, snow, and ice. The line offers long-lasting beauty and excellent durability. For more information, visit Behr.com. That's Behr.com. Behr products are available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, we know you love the Money Pit, so why not get a ton more of the Money Pit? If you want to, you should follow us on Facebook. All you need to do is flip out your cell phone, get out your texting device, whatever you're using right now, and fan the Money Pit. That's all you need to do is text fan the Money Pit to FBook at 32665. And instantaneously, you will be added as a fan to the Money Pit. And right there on your little device, you can get all the information, articles that Tom is posting, little fun bits of what's going on in our lives, what we're working on in the home. And you get to see what everybody else is doing, all the other fans of the Money Pit. So it's really a great opportunity to learn more. And while you're online, line. You can email Tom and I your home improvement questions, and we love to answer them. And I've got one here from Richard in Texas who writes, "The ice in my ice maker clings together in clumps, especially at the top of the container. The temperature is 10 degrees at the ice maker. Can you tell me what's going on?"
Ah, well, the fridge is probably not cold enough. 10 degrees is actually quite warm.
For a freezer?
For a freezer, yes. You probably want that to be at least 8, but more close to 0 or just below 0. Because if it's not cold enough, that ice actually will not form properly. The colder it is, the drier the ice is, and the easier it is to mold it and break it off and send it down to the ice tray and make more. If it gets a little bit warmish, it will tend to clump together. It gets much stickier. So take a look at that fridge temperature and try to drop it so you get it down to close to 0, okay?
All right, next up, I've got one from Alfred in New Jersey who writes, "Recently we had a leak which required us to remove the vinyl soffit material around my house. This revealed only insulation and no sheeting. I believe some type of wood should have been there. If this is correct, how can I install wood and maintain the vinyl corner of my siding?"
Actually, no. You don't want to have that old-fashioned wood soffit material. You must
because then you wouldn't have airflow, right?
Well, that's right. That vinyl soffit material was probably perforated, Alfred. And the idea here is that you want to let a lot of air get up into the soffits and then rise up underneath the roof sheathing, because as it does that, in the summertime, it takes away heat, which basically means your air conditioner doesn't have to work quite as hard. And in the wintertime, it takes away moisture, which keeps the insulation drier and therefore more effectively. So no, you don't want to see any type of wood covering the soffit. You want it to be as ventilated as possible. In fact, Leslie, in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector, very often I'd find homes that were originally had wood soffits and then they got vinyl soffits, and the vinyl soffits were perforated. But I would take my my flashlight and sort of push into the soft vinyl, and I'd hear immediately clunk, clunk, because there was solid wood underneath.
So they weren't doing anything at all.
Yeah, they wouldn't have vented at all. They'd put perforated vinyl soffits on top of solid plywood, which was always a no-no. So the vinyl soffit is exactly what you need. Just put it back together the same way you took it apart.
All right, next up we've got one from Sharon in Arkansas who writes, "We have a metal roof with large bolts and it's leaking over the porch area. We have no attic. How can we tell if it's leaking anywhere else?"
Well, I mean, the best thing to do is, if you can't get into the attic, is just to watch the ceiling itself. I mean, if it's leaking significantly, you're going to get some sort of stain. But what I would recommend is to get up on the metal roof when the weather is appropriate for that and use a silicone caulk to seal around every bolt that you have there. Because if it's leaking in one place, chances are it could be developing
it's leaking in other places
somewhere else. And as they wear, that's really the easiest way to fix it. Don't use tar, because that will trap water underneath it, and that will cause the metal roof to potentially rust out.
I hope that helps you, and make sure you feel comfortable up there on that ladder and get a buddy to help you while you're up there on that roof. And if this doesn't seem like something you're comfortable with, get a friend who certainly doesn't mind those heights to get up there and tackle this job for you.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Thank you so much for spending this hour with us. The show continues on MoneyPit.com right now. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a Money Pit.